PR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The first day of Syrian peace talks ended with a frank assessment by UN negotiator Lakhdar Brahimi, we haven't achieved much. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Geneva, the warring sides in Syria sat down for the first direct talks today. They'll continue tomorrow.
A modest beginning, the only achievement, a commitment to continue. In a sign of the regime's deep misgivings, the most senior government official skipped the talks. Syria's UN ambassador represented the regime. The other side said it was hard to sit with killers, but presented a detailed plan for humanitarian aid, a top priority for civilians in rebel areas. The UN mediator said with an agreement at the talks, aid convoys could roll by Monday into the Syrian city of Homs, a small success, but these talks have yet to touch on the war itself or the future role of President Bashar al-Assad. We are moving not even in steps, but in half steps, said Brahimi. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Geneva.
Police have now identified two of the three fatalities from a shopping mall shooting in Columbia, Maryland. A third, police believe, was the gunman. There are no details about motive. Kenneth Burns of member station WYPR spoke to a witness who described the scene.
Gloria Chantella was walking through a store at the mall in Columbia with her husband at the time of the shooting around 11:15 a.m.
First we saw a few people running, then we saw a number of people running to the doors at JCPenney's, and they seemed alarmed.
Chantella says even though there was a lot of movement at the mall, people were keeping silent.
People were respectful and helpful and concerned, looked very worried, very, very struck emotionally.
Officials are confident the shooter acted alone. For NPR News, I'm Kenneth Burns in Baltimore.
Former GOP presidential candidate Senator John McCain of Arizona has been censured by home state Republicans. They say he's not been sufficiently conservative. Tim Seifert is a spokesman for the Arizona GOP.
The resolution is just language designed to express the sentiment of the activists within the Arizona Republican Party.
Of particular concern to the party, McCain's support for immigration reform and his vote to fund the Affordable Care Act. President Obama used his weekly address to focus on sexual assault, the president promoting a White House task force to address the problem on college campuses. But he says society must play a role in ending this crime. Winter's icy grip led officials in Maryland to cancel the so-called polar bear plunge in the Chesapeake Bay. Thousands of bathers had registered. The event benefits Special Olympics Maryland. Meanwhile, a trial for the Iditarod sled dog race in Alaska was called off due to warm weather. This is NPR. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde is warning the Federal Reserve's tapering of its stimulus program could lead to global economic weakening. At the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, Lagarde advised policymakers to be alert for potential repercussions. The UN Refugee Agency says there's a new flood of Iraqis leaving central Iraq's Anbar province, home to the contested cities of Fallujah and Ramadi. Lisa Schlein reports last week's surge brings the total number of homeless Iraqis to 140,000.
The UN Refugee Agency calls this the largest displacement Iraq has witnessed since the sectarian violence that began in 2006 and ended in 2008. Spokesman Adrian Edwards says this is on top of the 1.13 million people already displaced in Iraq.
According to the reports we're getting from people in Anbar, including our own staff, many civilians are unable to leave conflict-affected areas. Food and fuel are in short supply.
Edwards says most of the people who recently fled Fallujah are living with relatives or staying in schools, mosques, and hospitals. He says resources are running low and host families are having difficulties caring for the displaced. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The company at the center of a chemical spill and water contamination in West Virginia has been ordered to dismantle all of its above-ground storage tanks in Charleston. West Virginia's governor wants Freedom Industries also to take down piping and machinery. About 300,000 people were without running water for days as a result of that spill. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR.